Blog Talk Radio.
Can't be touched, nigga, can't you see?
Naked,
you man, cause me, I'm gon' do my thing.
You know I do my thing.
I'ma get my drink on and party like it's okay.
Trust me, man, it's okay. Bounce with me in slow-mo. When they hear the kid in the house, they like, oh no. 50 got them open again. They open again. Got them sipping on that juice and gin. You can find me in the background burning that backwoods. Styling, stunting, doing my two-step frontin'. Now I'ma tell you what them told me, homie. Just lose it, parental discretion. Advise, this is punk rock music. Now blend in with me as I proceed to break it down. It's always off the chain, man, when I'm around. I play the block pumpin'. It was all for the dough. I get the club jumping, cause I'm sick with the flow. You know it's so loud, like wherever I go. I jam back the show, man, that's for sure. I got the info, you already know. Man, I get it popping in the club. Everybody show me love, let's go.
You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Flip back, turn the music up a little bit. Now I'm swinging, now shout it, let's get in the room. You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Quit playing, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, let's get in.
You wanna search me, to search me, but hurry up, cause I'm thirsty. I need that brand in my system, P, on my top system. In clubs, through bays, with a chick that go both ways. Let me see that ID, it's a room full. Put a drink till the worm is gone. Hit the dance floor like a scene from softball. For it pop, make a sign of disclaimer. Try to get me on some pop shit, these tricks are framing. But in any event, he fucking with 50, it makes sense. Sense into them dollars, the hoes gonna holler. But you looking at a nigga that them came from the squalor. Now my money's so long, I could pop your collar. Now follow, say nothing, let me see you swallow. In my crib, got the cold air bathroom, no problem. In the club, feed the liquor of the wise, we starving. So much green, getting twisted like potato.
Well, you have gone such a journey, and to get to this point, I know we can't sum it up, in a brief interview, but what can you touch on some of the things that brought you to God's spirit and living a Christian life and making music like this?
Yeah, when I was a little kid, man, my mother and grandmother always had me and my two sisters in church. I mean, we had participated in the youth ministries and children's ministries, and I mean, we were like always there, Sunday school, Bible study, choir rehearsal, everything, right? When I got to be 16 years old, my mom asked a question that she had never asked before. She said, "Jerry, you going to church this Sunday?" And that was kind of interesting because she'd always be like, "Boy, get your butt up, you know, we're going to church." But this Sunday morning, she asked me. And so I said, "No, Mom, I'm not going to church this morning, you know." And subsequently, now later, I got to fast forward because she later told me in life that she did that for a reason, because she felt that it was necessary for me to make a choice for myself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but at this time I didn't know, and I'm not going. And so I just stopped going to church, man, and got out of it. And I tell you, what happened to me was like a sliding board into literal hell that I created for myself, man. Everything opened up at that point. Sexual promiscuity. I became a father at 17 years old. I started drinking. I'd never done that before. Smoking weed, smoking cigarettes. We had a little neighborhood band, you know, that we had together. So I, you know, let's push it. And we went into the clubs. We were playing in clubs underage. I got involved in pornography real heavy. I mean, I just went into this huge sliding board that I didn't come back out of until I was about 28 years old. And part of the reason that I came out is because I began to study Islam. As you can remember, Malcolm X was the big thing, and everybody was kind of like into that leaning. The movie that came out and the whole Jews, I had read the autobiography of Malcolm X, and then I began studying Islam with my uncle. The interesting thing, Joe, was the fact that every time, at least in this study group, every time they'd open up the Quran, they'd open up the Bible. And we'd study the Quran, we'd look at the Bible, you know, and it was always like they were referencing the Bible. And my question became, well, what is the standard? To me, if the Quran is if this is the standard, there's no need for the Bible. But if the Bible is the standard, well, you know, what's the point, basically? And like I said, I don't think that's relative to all black Muslims or all study groups, but that was relative to ours. And what it made me do was pick up the Bible and begin reading it for myself. And I began studying the life of Jesus Christ for myself, not for what my mom was saying, not from what my grandmother was teaching me in Sunday school or whatever. And once I got hooked on this person, I discovered that he offered so much more than this militant stance that we were taking. And it wasn't about black or white anymore. It wasn't about the white man being the devil. I mean, I knew people in my own neighborhood who were the same color as myself who would kick in my door and do harm to my family if, you know, if it went to that level. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't this race issue. It was about a relationship. And it wasn't about this religion with all of these rules of do this, don't do that. It was about relationship. And that's what Jesus Christ offered me, and I took it. And I just watched him take away all of these things from me. Now, I watched him take away the drugs where, you know, 1993 was my worst year, where I was high every day from the New Year's Eve party from 92 into 93, from 93 into 94. I don't remember one single thing but one instance, Joe. And I'm telling you the God's truth here.
Right.
The only event that I remember is that I had been out of school 10 years, man. I graduated in 83, and they were having a class reunion, and I didn't want to go because I was ashamed of what I had become. And that's the only event that I created. Everything else is a blackout. So by February of 94 is when I decided to turn it around, man, and that's when I surrendered my heart to Christ, and I just watched all of this stuff begin to fall. Not to say that there were not, you know, lapses back and forth, but you know what? I tell you what, man, he has cleaned up my life, and I'm grateful, man. I'm a married man now, man. I'm a licensed minister. I mean, this cat, man, I mean, 10 years ago, this cat is going to be a minister.
Right. And there are no blackouts. So that,
right.
Yeah.
So, forget it. So he's able to do it.
Yeah, I tell you, honestly, I'm getting chills when you're talking like that.
Come on, I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah.
This is the Lord, man. This is not me. It's a, you know, and sometimes you hear people tell their testimony, and I'm telling you, everybody who's listening to Joe right now, you're listening to this is a dead man. You know, you heard, saw that movie Dead Man Walking?
Mm-hmm.
I consider myself dead, man, because I had made some choices. I had gotten out some cars, Joe, where the people who were in the car didn't come back. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm trying to abbreviate things for you, brother, but this is a dead man that Christ himself took and brought back to life because I was out for the count many times, waking up places, you don't know where you're at.
This is
Jerry B., man.
And he's here today with a great enlightening story.
See, I'm talking too much. I told you.
No. I've been through some of the places, you know, that you just spoke on, so, you know, it's great that you know, people, miracles can happen, right?
Absolutely.
And people should go right now because we're going to get into some more of perseverance right now and come back for a little brief word with Jerry B. But let's see, we'll get into something called Know Hour.
This is Know Who You Are.
Know Who You Are. Uh-oh.
Isn't that a great spell?
Yeah.
B.B. Bentley.
Right. Oh.
A lot of these cats out here be faking when it comes to making love. Join me, baby. This is real, and that's why it's
up number one.
That we're having here, girl.
This is number one.
That we're having here, girl.
I better ask somebody. Can't nobody do it like us. Can't nobody mix happen to it like us. All over the living room, hitting it like us. In the middle of the night, wake up the building like us. And it's okay if you wanna brag. The sex so good, gon' pat yourself on the back. And them haters, they gon' hate. We just gon' keep blowing up this girl. They gon' hate anyway. You are now rocking with the best. I'll make you forget about the rest.
Having sex with you, it's like making hits. Girl, we got egos, they can't tell us that we ain't the shit. No, I'm in your mix like the number one record, and the beat goes on and on. And it turns out you keep going from the night all through the day.
When you're breaking it down to like a chop shop, yeah, cut it like some blades on a caddy. That's how you're working me, daddy. Every time you put that on, you are now rocking with the best. I'll make you forget about your ass. It's one race where you don't wanna come first. I know what I'm doing, ain't no need to rehearse. Yeah. A lot of dudes just be going nowhere fast. You be steady cruising like you want it to last.
you made me a chocoholic. And right now my body's calling. I gotta know how you got the know-how. Baby, you're the chance for all to go down. If your dick was a gun, you were so cold. Let the arm be there when I bang bang.
Girls are cool, but it's something they was missing. So don't call them back ever since we hit it in the kitchen. That night at my home, trench coat, nothing on, still sex. Got me going, went straight to my dome. And I love it, girl, I love it. Oh, I love it, girl, I love it. Girl, it's something about it that thrills me. That's why after we lay, you get to know the real me. And it don't stop, you keep going. You. All I wanna do is make this last. I'll kiss you up, I'll kiss you down. Be real quiet, I'm making sound. Take it slow or take it fast. And a ooh, and a wee, and a you and me having fun. And when it's over in the morning, I'll say God to you, baby. Before you go, I'll scream down below.
Number one. Oh, yeah, yeah. tell me twice. When I looked in your eyes, it was gonna be you and I. They brought you into my life, and you come into my world. Wanna be your boy, I want you to be my girl. The one that I love, I put above everything.
How you doing, man?
Hi, I'm fine. This is Lewis from Keep It Real.
Oh, how you doing? Yeah. Thank you for tuning into the show. I appreciate you for tuning in. So you say you've been on for 3 weeks?
Oh, yeah, 3 weeks, yeah.
Okay. So what made you want to come over to BTR?
Well, my girl got a show, and hers was really successful. So, you know, I feel like I need one also, and then plus I got a lot of positive things that I can share with, you know, as far as the streets and as far as what's going on in the streets, because, you know, I came from the streets. You know, I'm an ex-gang member, you know, I've been in prison, I've been through a lot of things, so I got a lot that I can share with society, you know what I mean?
Right. Now, what's the name of your girlfriend's show?
Platinum Queens.
Oh, Platinum Queens, okay, I think I heard of that. Mm-hmm. For sure, I think I heard of that. What days is she on?
She's on Sunday.
Sunday, okay, I think I heard of that before. So how have you enjoyed it so far?
Oh, so far it's been good. It seems like I've been helping a couple of people, and it seems like everybody that I interview, you know, it's my rate's been going up, and, you know, it's been good, man. It seems like I've been helping, you know, and that's what I really want to do. I want to help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's another thing with Block Talk. You have a voice, you have your own show, and you're entitled to say what you want to say on your show, you know what I mean, and
exactly.
People hear it. You know,
exactly.
So it's a great thing. It says that my show, you know, I focus on something totally different. You know, I just do music and, you know, celebrity interviews. You know what I mean? So,
right.
But it would be great for me, you know, to branch out to other things sometime. You know, so one day, you know, love to have you on the show. You know, to talk about, you know, discuss, you know, that
no
particular,
problem.
You know, area,
no problem,
you
know what I mean? No problem, and vice versa.
Just let
me
know.
I'm sure you can shed some light on, you know, on my show. I'm sure you can. We'd love
that. I get a lot, you know, I hear about your show, but I don't really pay attention to that. Cause I'm not a big-headed person, you know what I mean? I just keep on doing what, you know, what I do, you know what I mean?
And that's what you do. Just keep on doing what you're doing, and you receive your blessings. You know, I mean, a lot of people get out here and be successful and do nice things for people, and then you look for that boast on the back. But you don't get it like that. You get it from,
right.
You know, from God. Just keep on doing what you're doing. You'll be all right.
Yeah, and I mean, there was this big thing last night where, you know, they one of my listeners was going back and forth with another host, and then it became a huge thing, you know. So, but we cleared that up last night. You know what I mean? So, nevertheless, you know, it's, you know, this happens. You know, with BTR. You know, things, you know, happen like that. But, you know, nevertheless, we gotta move on with that. So do you play music on your show as well?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I does that for us, like for us on my interviews, and then like when I do my little breaks, then you know I play music then.
Now, what's your name again?
My name is Louis.
Louis. Okay, where you from?
I'm from L.A.
Okay. Now, what is next week's show going to be about?
Well, I had a, I don't know if he's going to appear, but I was speaking with him, and I would love to have him to where this guy was in a gang, and he killed another gang member, which was a friend of his from the same gang, and that distorted him, and he wanted to, you know, stop gangbanging from that point. So, you know, and he went to jail for it, and he never opened his mouth about the accident until he's going to speak with me. So, him himself, you know, it's going to be a relief for him also.
Oh, that should be interesting.
Yeah.
That should be really interesting. So how often are you on here besides when you don't do your show? How often are you on here?
Well, I have my own business, so it's varied. I will go like probably about 3 days out of a week.
Okay. Oh, I'm gonna when I do get the next Saturday, I'm gonna do my best to tune into your show, you know. But you know, you can tune into my show anytime that you feel free. I'm gonna have upcoming great guests coming up, you know. I'm just waiting on dates for back from them, you know, and I'm gonna get them on here.
Good. Would love to tune in anytime, and I will from this point on.
Oh, thank you so much. And I mean, I have the guy from Death Row Records coming over here. That's going to be a great interview.
Okay.
And it took a lot of time to get him to come on, you know, to talk about the situation with Suge Knight and all that. But it's going to be a great interview.
I will definitely be there.
I appreciate it. And, you know, if you need my help with anything, just shoot me a message or anything, and I will definitely get back to you.
Well, I definitely will. And thank you for having me on your show.
No problem, man. No problem. Shout out to Keep It Real Low with Lou. Make sure you guys check him out. He's a great, great individual. Make sure you guys check him out. He can support his show. You know, he's newcomer to this. Make sure you support him. I'm going to jump into some more music. I have, by request, I have the song that you guys want to hear up here. So I'm going to continue to play it. I think I was playing Elliot, I mean. We're gonna finish things up with here's Mary J. Blige. We have Mary J. Blige coming up, but we're gonna jump into Joss Stone featuring Common, and I'll be right back.
We have arrived. Joss Stone.
My joy, your joy, your joy, it's real. present. Can't worry about tomorrow, cause today is a blessing. The world in a state of aggression. I find calm in you. I see my mom in you. It's like a feeling in your stomach when you want it so bad. If you keep keeping it fresh, it ain't gonna go bad. I've been through the valley of love, rode the shores of Cali just to find peace of mind. Looking to the sky, asking for at least a sign. Beautiful, you came at such a decent time. When we combine, it's like good food and wine. Flavorful, yet refined. You remind me of the divine. So easy, love can be lost and then found. Like Stevie, I just love having you around. You wearing the gown, I'm wearing the crown. Pound for pound, we the freshest couple in town.
We're my mama, you're my joy, you're my dream. I am, oh yeah, I am. Some things that make you so confused. One minute I'm so in love, and the next I can't stand you. But if you may ask, it's just the things that you do that reminds me of all of the mess that I've been through. Out of bed again. Can't do it again, so I look for the worst and brace myself for the hurt. But nobody has ever treated me this way. Please be patient with me, cause I want you to stay, but I got that.
Make a
Shout out to everybody in the chat room for listening to me. I appreciate you so much. I appreciate your love and support. You can call in if you want. Yeah, you know. Hit me up, whatever the case may be. Here's Music Soul Child for the night.
For one night, I'm the man in your life, and we do the things that lovers do. All the loving you like, I give it to you just right. There's nothing less than special when it comes to you. See, what we have is an understanding that works so well for how we are, 'cause neither of us you're always so cool and comfortable whenever I'm around. You're someone that I can talk to no matter what I'm going through. I call on you 'cause I know you'll always be down. See, what we have is so incredible that we'll never find in anyone else. This thing that we share is so unbelievable that I want you all to myself.
me, you ain't big, big whoopin', you ain't steady tip-tippin', no girls, you can't hold me, you Sometimes love comes around. knocks you down.
Tell me now, can you make it past your Casper?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, thanks for calling to the show. What's your name?
Mrs. PG. This is me.
Miss, how are you?
I'm fine.
I appreciate you for calling to the show. You know, thank you so much for tuning in. So, how you been doing?
I've been doing good, doing good.
Now, how long have you been a blog host?
I've been a blog host for like 4 months now. I do several shows a day. We got like 6 shows a day. I'm part of the In the Building camp, so the In the Building movement is the movement I push.
Okay. And what is your show about?
It depends on which show you're referring to. If you mean my personal show, The Sidebar, then it's more late night, you know, late night conversations as far as relationships. Anything and everything that comes out my mouth comes out. I don't repeat. I mean, I'll repeat it, but I ain't going to take it back nothing I said. So, if I said it, I meant it. So, when did we do local shows where I only play local music on Milwaukee Music, which will be coming on later on tonight, and then PD Green does What the Fuck. We have the Smoke Session. We have several shows. So, we, you know.
Also, you said you have 6 different shows you do?
Yeah, 6 different shows.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, I do a lot. You know, we had took a little month break, so everybody been trying to get their fill in and, you know, taking my little slot times, but it's cool. I understand in my absence they needed something, but I'm back, so I'm working my schedule around.
Yeah, you have to send me a link and stuff or send me a message to my page so I can tune into your show sometime, because, you know, when people listen to my show, I always show love back, you know, and tune into their show, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we are BTR friends. We, you know, in the beginning, we switched at each other's shows. But, you know, it was probably one of my other shows. It probably wasn't The Sidebar because that's my late show. It was probably one of my day shows. Then again, we do so many, I ain't no telling. But I love all those that love me.
Mm-hmm. Now, are your ratings good? Do a lot of people, you know, tune into your show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I'm asking.
I know what you mean. It's just like the only thing is since we was gone for like so many weeks, we was gone for like 3 weeks, and everybody was like, oh, my God, they're gone. What do we do? So people started doing their own shows, which I commend and I congratulate anybody and everybody that does their own thing. So now that people know that I'm back, they slowly were showing and turning back around like, oh, what, you finally came back. They was telling me all kinds of messages. We miss you. We love you. You need to come back. But, yeah, The Sidebar is great. I love The Sidebar.
Yeah, you know, and And that way, you know, we can, you know, I can't wait to listen to your show. You know, I hear a lot of different, you know, the shows, and I hear a lot of different things that, you know, I never expect to hear, you know what I mean? But, you know.
Right. So right now, if you don't mind, in your chat room, I'm putting in our social network link.
Oh, no problem.
Just, you know, and this is the best way to keep in touch with all of us. Like, if I play other people's music. Like, if y'all send me y'all music, I'll play that. I'm more about putting other people on than instead of helping those that are already on. Like, I enjoy some of the things that you play, but I wouldn't have played it. Not me personally. Not because I don't like certain songs, and some of them I don't like, but that ain't my issue. My issue is they already got their forefront. They already been played everywhere else, so why not help those that ain't getting played nowhere?
Yeah, I understand. You brought that up because you know you must have heard I've been working on an album. Is that why you brought that up?
Actually, no, I haven't heard that you're working on an album. You working on an album?
Yeah.
What kind of album?
R&B album. It's supposed to come out in August, and then we pushed it back to in September because I told it been going up against Trey Songz, and then, you know, we couldn't do it. So now, you know, we're trying to go up against Omarion. So, you know, we got to see if that's going to be, you know, final.
That'd be great because once you get done, you can send me some R&B because I don't have any R&B. Like, we do rap. Like, I only have rap songs. People only send me rap. I don't have any. I mean, my songs are funny. I do those because they're entertaining. But Bruce Sky ENT is the label I affiliate myself with. And it's like, we do all rap. We don't have any R&B. So if you ever have any R&B that you that will let, you know, be so kind to let me listen to and play would be great.
Right. No, you know. Because, see, my show is so difficult. Now, what category do you put your shows under?
Entertainment.
Oh, entertainment. Okay.
I put all ours under entertainment. They're all 2 hours, and they come on at various times of day. Like, we used to have a set schedule where we just blocked the whole time. We was on from 9:30 to 11:30, 12 to 2, 2 to 4, 4 to 6. Then we'll take a break and go 11 to 1, 1 to 2, and 2 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Bobblehead Productions.
And you know, I'm a prime host. That's where I mainly, you know, mainly
mm-hmm.
started. But I'm on like in the afternoon, sometime in the morning, just so I can, you know, get other listeners, you know, that don't
right.
have that are not on at prime time, so they be sleeping in bed, you know, they can, you know about the show as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to feed everybody. Sometimes I'm in the morning and in the afternoons, but I'm always on in prime, which is 7 to 11. I'm always on.
Okay, okay.
You know, so, you know, that's my target audience, but, you know, I do it
right.
in the morning and afternoon so I can, everybody can know, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Because the way we used to do it is like when I from my first show come on, whoever's in that first show, they would come to our second show. They always had somewhere to go. They'd follow me wherever I went. So as I did 9:30 to 11:30, they was there. Then they would be there back at 12 to 2. Then they'll go to 2 to 4. Then they go to 4. They just kept following all day long.
Right.
It was a continuous party because you know they always knew exactly where we was going at the end of that show, and that's how I had it booked. So I advise anybody that's gonna do it, that's the way to do it because who's ever in this chat room will appear at the other one along with whoever else joins in at that point, and it's just an ongoing stop party.
That's right. You're right about that. And you know, I worked so hard, you know, to get to this particular point. Let me tell you, I worked so hard, and the guests and everything that I have on it, but, you know, it's been great. I've had the opportunity to interview so many big-time celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been great.
Yeah, I've been interviewing local, you know, underground, not even local. Like, I didn't interview people from St. Louis, everywhere. I do more of underground interviewing more than big star interviewing because, true enough, people want to know about the big stars, but at this point, they already had all the interviews they can possibly have. So, I mean, why not put somebody else on? That's just my take on it.
Right. No, you know what? From time to time, I do indie artists. I do a lot of indie
mm-hmm.
artists, you know what I mean?
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
from time to time, I get the indie artists on. And some of them are actually good. And this is why I say, why don't you have a deal? Why, you know, so I say, well, let me get you on my show. And let me tell you, their music, you know, sales go up. And, you know, people start to listen to them and go check out their MySpace pages. So, you know, I say, I'm glad I got help. You know, cause I like to give people a chance. You know, since my show is pretty popular on BTR. You know what I mean? I have like, you know, nearly 50,000 listeners. You know, I try to, you know what I mean? You know, use it as a tool.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. Cause like, I affiliate myself with this guy called Mr. MGMD on here, and he has this website called JustStuntWifer.com. And seeing how we're cool, I always yell JustStuntWifer.com, and we always talk about it. And he's on me. He just recently was on Media Takeout, and he gets like 280,000 hits a minute type shit. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cuss. That's just me. So his site is just blowing up, and, you know, it's like he came through my show last night to tell me thanks and everything because that's what I do. I support. I don't do the hating. I do all the supporting. Now, if you hate me, then that's great too. But
yeah. I feed off on that. I love haters. That makes me go
right.
on even more. It makes me be all strong. I love that. People say no, I don't feed. It makes no, I love it. If I don't have haters, and I have people talk about me, and that means I'm not doing anything.
Right.
That means I'm being quiet. So I gotta, you know, I love the haters. So people that hate my show, continue on hating it. Continue on talking about because you're promoting me. You're bringing my ratings up.
Right. So, yeah.
And this is another question.
Mm-hmm.
When I have my when you do come on my show sometime, if I have like a huge rapper on, please hit me up in a message and let me know what type of questions or you want me to ask them, or you know, feel free to call in. You know what I mean?
Oh, no doubt, no problems.
I have Warren G coming up. There, it's not up there yet, but I have him coming up. So,
okay.
You know, if you do want to check that show out, you know, please call into the show. You know, and you know, ask Warren G some questions. He's a really nice guy. We're just trying to find a date and time with him. You know, he's gonna be on pretty soon. So, you know, make sure you check him out.
All right. No problems. And if you don't mind, I just want to plug one more thing. On
sure.
Wednesday, I'll be on Hood Poet with Cold Flow Radio, and we'll be interviewing Sharon Rock from the White Rapper Show. So, you know, he asked me to co-host, so I feel so honored to be able to co-host on his show because I listen to his shows every Wednesday. Wednesday at 10 o'clock. So, if y'all be so kind as pop in and say what it is, you know, what it do. You ain't even got to say if you don't want to, but, you know, show my boy some love, Cold Flow Radio.
And is that that's at Wednesday? This Wednesday at what time?
Wednesday night at 10 p.m.
Okay. I'm gonna see if I can make that. But you, that's when I'm usually on the air around that time. But I'm gonna see if I can make it. My show's not on that time, then I'll do my best to tune in that time.
Oh, no problems, no worries, no rushes. I appreciate it. You know, and I'm always tweeting when I'm doing shows, so y'all can follow me on Twitter. I'll put that in there too.
I have to get back up with that. I'm on Twitter, but not on it a lot. You know, because
only thing I really tweet is when I'm finna do a show or if I'm listening to somebody's show. That's the only time I really tweet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a real big Twitter. I don't tweet everything that I do every 3, 4, 5 minutes. I can't do that. Well, I appreciate you giving me this time to speak to you and everything. And, you know, shout out to all your listeners and your people in your chat room. What it do? It's your girl, Mrs. CG. So I just wanted to say hi.
No problem. And don't leave my chat room. She's CG. Sit in the chat room and chat with me. You know, that's cool.
No problem. I sure will. Somebody can't hear the show, so I'm typing in refresh for you. And thanks for having me on. I'll be still sitting here listening and enjoying.
No problem.
All right. I'm out.
Here's Lou, here's your song, R. Kelly featuring Notorious B.I.G. with Be Happy. I wanna play that for you. Shouts out to you. And I'm gonna archive your show later on once I come off the air. Here it is. R. Kelly featuring Notorious B.I.G. with Be Happy.
Love will swing you back this way.
But
Roll smooth with a banger.
Yeah.
Lie.
What it do, shawty? You know it ain't chicken if you got it.
Chicken if you got it, what you asking?
Shawty, you know that I got that cash. You don't even have to ask. Have anything you want to. Cause I can make it rain on you. Cause you know it ain't
chicken. Chicken if you got it, pick it, chicken if you got it, pick it, chicken if you got it, what you asking?
I'm on pilot, I'm walking through the profit. And everybody know it ain't tricking if you got it. I'm digging in my pocket while I'm sipping this Bacardi. Might know a couple dollars here, plenty if you smile. And you drizzle on your pilot, but I really ain't decided. You feel as though I got it, cause it really ain't an object. You scoping out your body while you body, body popping like, don't stop it, let me go back in my wallet.
Show me, you know that I got that cash. You don't even have to ask. Have anything you want to. Cause I can make it rain on you. Cause you know what I'm saying.
Tricking if you got it, pick it, tricking if you got it, pick it, tricking if you got it, what you asking? Tricking if you got it, pick it, tricking if you got it, pick it, tricking if you got it, what you asking?
She's so debonair. The way her body moves, I can't help but stop and stare. Pull the sack out of my pocket and say, can I touch you there? Without no outerwear, I think that I possess a pair. Slide them on in the morning, I love how you're performing. The more I made it rain, her body was stormed. From the center, body covers, I deliver. Leave a picture with a clip, I am something to remember.
Shorty, you know that I got that cash. You don't even have to have anything you want to. Cause I can make it rain on you. Cause you know what I'm saying.
Tricking if you got it, pick it, tricking if you got it, pick it, tricking if you got it, what you asking? Tricking if you got it, pick it, tricking if you got it, pick it, tricking if you got it, what you asking?
Come on, let's ride.
If you're down and you're ready to ride, honey, we can do whatever tonight. And you ain't gotta settle tonight, cause it don't get no better tonight.
Love you, mama, yeah, she just my type. I've been waiting for this all my life. Come on, baby, let's take flight. Take it off tonight.
Miss Shawty, she caught my eye like a Bentley on the lot. Feel like I wanna ride, so I'm tricking on the spot. So listen to me while I spit this pimpin' on the ride. Hey, let's kick it up a notch, the mama, give me what you got.
I've been drinking this one out, I love her dirty mouth. She say, are you really spending the binges you talking about? Come on and take this route, this money you can't ignore. I say, usually I don't do this, but yep, I pay for it.
Show you know that I got that cash. You don't even have to ask. Have anything you want to. Cause I can make it rain on you. Cause you know what I ain't
tricking if you got it, pick it, tricking if you got it, pick it, tricking if you got it, what you asking? Tricking if you got it, pick it, tricking if you got it, pick it, tricking if you got it, what you asking?
At the mall, couldn't find a place to park. Threw my keys to the valet.
Hand
me. I was only about to hang, wasn't looking for a thing. I was just about to bounce, and then I saw me the lady.
Then I said to myself,
pretty little thing, a couple of bags in her hand, right in front of Macy's.
That's where I'm picking up hands.
Then I saw her at the food court.
court, sipping lemonade, conversating on a cell phone, looking so amazing. And I said to myself, there she goes, there she goes, there she goes, yeah. Oh, well, 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 well. There goes my baby, yeah. Oh, she gonna be the one, we gonna fall in love, we gonna have the baby,
baby, baby.
She gonna wear my ring,
she gonna take my name.
Take her to the cookout.
Yeah, we're
gonna
have.
Take her to my mama house.
Yeah.
If she need a head done,
my cousin can.
I'll treat her like a queen, give her everything.
She will be my girl till we're all in grave.
And I knew it from the moment that I saw her love and love light.
Show me in a special way I feel. When you hold me, we gon' always be together, baby. That's what For so very long, I'm trying to get my nerve built up to be so strong. I really want to meet you, but I'm kind of scared. 'Cause you're the kind of lady with so much class. I get my thoughts together for the very next day. But when I see you lately, I forget what to say. You're right in there, such a beautiful tone. The way you dress and walk, and really turns me on, yeah. Ooh, you really turned me on. Come on, come on, come on.
Come and talk to me,
my baby.
I really wanna meet you.
I wanna meet you.
Can I talk to you?
Same smile on each day. I wanna know just what it is to make you feel this way. I'm wish I could grab you, tell you what it means to me. You walking by and way, then it really makes my day. Before I go to sleep and dream about you, I'm a single man, and I hope that you are
single.
Turn me on. Come on, come on, come on.
Come and talk to me,
my baby.
I really wanna meet you. Can I talk to you? I really wanna know.
Let me know
you.
You
come
know.
And talk to me.
Oh, 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 oh.
I really wanna meet you.
I just wanna
can
meet
I
with
talk
you.
To you?
Yeah.
Really wanna know.
Yeah,
you.
I wanna know you, baby.
You wanna tell me your name?
Won't you tell me your name?
They ain't seen a diamond dance like this since Lisa Ray in the Players Club. They might say it's dubs, but you see the way it rubs. I would say they must have missed a couple inches, boo. I see them heels, you want a couple inches too. Come with me, I'll show you what a couple inches do. But first, I was hoping on we could sit and talk, you know, get our Oprah on. Or we could down martinis faster than Lamborghinis on places where they only wear trunks and bikinis. I don't talk game like a sports commentator. That gets you sex now and a court problem later. I'd rather be real, 'cause even while having these meals, I'm down to earth like gravity still. But you look so sexy, you really turn me on and on and on. And on and on and on. And on and on and on. Yeah.
If I alarmed you, I don't mean to bother you. I just wanna get you to pause and slow your walk. So maybe we can talk and I can try to charm you. Just trying to find out who you are. I don't mean to come off like a telemarketer. I ain't no hood, no crook, no robber. I just want a part of your heart. I could borrow sometimes. And maybe I can call you up. And maybe I can take you out. So let's exchange digits and later arrange digits. Either your make or mine, yeah. This is a different type of commitment, yeah. I'm talking about a true friendship, yeah. Someone I can depend on and be down no matter what. Let me know if you're with it, 'cause girl, it'll be fine. You are my B-U-T-D-Y. Don't be shy, give it a try. Be shy.
come off disrespectful. All my convo is a little bit too sexual, but damn, it's incredible. Be more flexible, cause the context of this text is sexual. But wait, let me explain it. A buddy is an equal beneficial arrangement. A buddy is a buddy that don't be complaining with. His or her buddy is a buddy that came with sometimes. And maybe I can call you up, and maybe I can take you out. So let's exchange digits and later arrange digits. Either your place or mine, yeah. It's a different type of commitment. I'm talking about a true friendship. Someone I can depend on. If you're down, no matter what, let me know if you're with it. Cause girl, it'll be fine if you or I need you. P-D-Y. Is the definition of a real buddy is
that one, yeah. Oh,
through the city with me. Together there's no limit to what we can do. And once we in it, girl, it's all about me. So baby, what you say? Don't pass this by, you know I'm just one girl. Oh,
you were my
baby, you were my baby.
Hi, this is Felicia. I got a question. I'm not live on your show, am I?
Yes, you are.
So people can't hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you wanted to hang up on me right now, how would you do that? You would just disconnect? Is there a button on your screen? Because I want to start my own radio show.
Yeah, you just let us to hang up on you. But Alicia.
Might be inappropriate, but I just wanted to know.
No. When are you planning to start your own show?
Maybe in about a month or so.
Okay.
So why I can't hear you?
Huh?
Oh. I'm like listening. Oh, okay. I heard myself. So. Okay. I think I got my answer. This is embarrassing.
No, you're fine. It happens. What's your name? Is it Alicia?
Yeah.
Where you from?
Miami, Florida.
Okay, I sold my condo down there, so I don't got no home down there no more.
Oh, that's crazy. Where are you now?
Well, I'm in New York right now, but, you know, I'm getting ready to fly down to Atlanta because, you know, we had the flood down there. So I got to hit the stage and perform and raise some money for the people down there, you know, to help them
okay.
out.
Okay.
Oh,
that should be nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, but it's not fun when you're performing for free and not getting paid.
Well, I mean, you got to put in your time, and you know it'll come back threefold.
Yeah, I'm sure. When my album get ready to hit the stores, I'm pretty sure you know I'll get the love back.
Ah, that's what's up. I'm listening to your radio station. I listen to
it,
or whatnot, like when I'm at work jamming, kind of turn it down. Yeah, so I was, like, you know, going through some stuff, and I was like, I wonder how the call-in thing worked. And so I guess I figured that out now.
Yeah, I can't wait to, yeah. Well, let me know when you start your show, you know. Send me a message on my page. Let me know when you start your show, and I'll do my best to tune in.
Oh, definitely. All right, well, thank you.
No problem.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
I'm going to play a few more tracks, and I'm getting ready to get up out of here. I appreciate everybody for listening and tuning in the chat room. Hit me up. Thank you for your love and support. And if you want me to listen to your show, just send me a message, send me your link, and I'll show love back, and I'll listen to your shows as well. Because, you know, I shall give love, and I also show it back. So when you give your love to me, I give it back, and I'll come and support you as well. I'm going to jump to some more music, and I'm going to get up out of here.
night. I'm the man in your life, and we do the things that lovers do. All the loving you like, I give it to you just right. There's nothing less than special when it comes to you. See, what we have is an understanding that works so well for how we are. Cause neither of us has a heart to fall in love all over again. That you're always so cool and comfortable whenever I'm around. You're someone that I can talk to no matter what I'm going through. I call on you cause I know you'll always be down. See, what we have is so incredible that we'll never find in anyone else. This thing that we share, it's so unbelievable that I want you all to myself. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for listening and tuning in. I love you guys. Stay up, stay strong. Timothy Hodges. I'll be back on, I believe, at 9 o'clock to continue this on, this jam on. But nevertheless, I got to run up out of here. But I love you guys in the chat room. Shouts out to you. I'm going to leave you with Miss Mary J. Blige, who I'm working on trying to get on the show pretty soon. But nevertheless, she'll be here shortly. Peace out. I'll see you later on tonight.
Satisfy me, yes, you do.
You're fine.